the message this morning is going to be a little different. Now, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about the Bible, about God's grace, God's mercy, and God's love. And while I've been thinking about that and meditating upon it, four questions kept coming to my mind. Question number one, how much can we really know about the Bible? I think we would all agree the Bible is a very deep book. So how much can we really know about it? Question number two, how much can we really know about God? I mean, we all know that God is very deep. And some people are even calling him mystical. I don't think he's actually mystical, but some people would describe him that way. So how much can we really know about him? Can we ever really know God's love and God's grace and God's mercy? I mean, if you stop and think about it, is it possible to know about something so deep and so overwhelming? The third question that came to my mind was, in fact, isn't God trying to keep things hidden from us so that we won't become high-minded and think more of ourselves than we should? You know, the Bible tells us not to be high-minded. And there's some things we could talk about that. The fourth question that came to my mind, who is possibly smart enough to be able to assimilate all of the information in the Bible and to make any real sense of what it says? Can you tell I've been doing some deep thinking? Well, those are the questions we're going to answer today, and I promise you the answers are not the direction of where I was leading you right there. But folks, if you stop and think about it, the Bible is deep. God is deep. His love and His mercy and His grace is overwhelming. And I mean, who is smart enough to assimilate the Word of God and to really make any sense of it? Well, that's the questions we're going to answer today. And I want you to turn with me to John chapter 16 this morning. I will tell you this up front so you know I'm not going off the deep end. Because I could read some of your faces like, where is he going with those questions? But we have to ask ourselves questions like that every so often. But it would not surprise me this morning if by the time we get through with this message, if we don't have somebody dancing in the aisles of joy. So that gives you an idea that I haven't completely gone off the deep end. John chapter 16. And I would really like to spend the entire message on just this one verse, but God has given me several other things here that we need to cover. John chapter 16, starting in verse 13. And this is Jesus speaking. He says, however, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, which is the Holy Spirit, we all know that. When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it unto you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore, I said that He will take of Mine and declare it unto you. Well, folks, right there, we ought to have somebody dancing in the aisles. Did you catch what He just said? Again, this is red letters. Red letters win. Jesus is speaking this very clearly and very plainly. He said, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit has come, and He will guide you into all truth. All truth. And it's not just for the Billy Grahams and then the great nationally and internationally known evangelists. It's for every single believer. That verse is talking to you. That the Holy Spirit is willing to guide you into all truth. And on down there in verse 13, It says that He will tell you things to come. I don't know about you, but I got excited about that. That's not just talking about things in the Bible. That's the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you day by day, step by step, and showing you where you need to be going with your life. He will show you things to come. And then in verse 14, He says, He will glorify me. And I'm talking about Jesus. And how's He going to do that? He will take of what is mine, and He will declare it unto you. Jesus is saying that the Holy Spirit will tell us everything that Jesus has. And guess what He has? In verse 15, all things that the Father has are mine. Jesus has everything that the Father has. And it says, going back to 14 and also at the end of 15, therefore I said that He will take of mine and will declare it unto you. Folks, if that doesn't get you excited, then your wood is totally wet. God is saying that everything He has, He's given to Jesus. And Jesus is saying everything that He has, the Holy Spirit is going to declare it unto us, and that He will guide us into all truth. All truth. Now go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Starting in verse 10, it says, God has revealed them to us. Well, what is the them? If you read a few verses earlier, you'll find out the them is the things that God has in store in the present and in the world to come for those who love Him. So we could read this way. God has already revealed the things that He has in store in the present and in the world to come for those who love Him through His Spirit. Now listen to this. It's, for the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. And He's already revealed them to the Spirit. Who's going to guide us into all truth? The Spirit. God has already revealed those things to the Spirit, and yet it says here that the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Now, folks, that deep things means deep waters, like a deep ocean compared to a little bitty pond. I think everybody's familiar with Sister Mildred's pond over here. Nice pond, isn't it? How big of a fish are you going to get out of that pond? Not a real big one. I mean, you might get a 3, 4, 5 pound, 6 pound bass or catfish out of there. But how about if you go to the ocean? How big of a fish are you going to get? Most Christians are seeking in the little spiritual ponds instead of going to the deep waters of the spiritual ocean that God wants us to be searching. Another meaning for deep things is the extreme depths. Extreme depths. So the Holy Spirit is searching out the extreme depths of the things of God. And He is revealing those to us, and He is guiding us into all truth. Remember my question at the beginning? How much can we really know about God? Because God is deep. His Word is deep. His Word is extremely deep. He is extremely deep. Well, on our own, we probably can't go that deep. But with the Holy Spirit guiding us, folks, we can go just as deep as we want to go. See, God wants us to know all things. He wants us to know all truth. He wants us to know the deep things of the Word of God. He wants us to know the deep things about Himself. But there is a catch. And you're sitting there going, well, Brother Greg, I figured there had to be a catch. Well, the catch is, knowledge doesn't come by osmosis. You can have your Bible sitting there on the pew next to you. You're not going to get anything from it. You can have it sitting on your coffee table at the house. You're not going to get anything from it. You can even hold it in your hand and think real hard, and it's not going to transfer from there to here. You must study. You must meditate on the Word of God. You must diligently search for the things of God. Nowhere in the world, nowhere in the Bible, nowhere in anything that you go to do, are you going to find out the deep things about what you want to know unless you really do some deep study. Let me give you kind of a, maybe a humorous illustration, but I think it gets the point across. Would you rather go to a doctor that has spent the 6 to 8 to 10 years or 12 years, however long it takes to get their degree and go through their residency, and they've studied under some of the best physicians in the world? Would you rather go to him, or would you rather go to somebody that drove by a clinic one time? I don't know about you. You can keep the person that drove by the clinic. I want somebody that knows what they're doing. Whatever we go into, we must study. We must have a passion about it. We must dig and search diligently. And we might ask, why is it that some people have a deeper knowledge and a deeper revelation than others? Well, folks, it's very simple. They have invested the time that it takes to get into the Word of God so that the Holy Spirit can guide them into the truth. It takes time, and it takes effort. It's just like, and I know we've got a lot of young people here today, I hope you're being diligent in school, but it's just like a child who does not apply themselves in school, they do not gain the necessary knowledge. Now, I said it just like that for a reason. We normally say knowledge, but I want you to think of it from any more, from this point on, as being knowledge. Because if you study right in school, you're going to be in the know, aren't you? You're going to know the subject. But you've got to apply yourself. I went to kids my whole life while I was in school. They left school almost as dumb as the day they started because they didn't apply themselves. Well, folks, you can come to church your entire life, but unless you apply yourself, you're not going to gain the knowledge that you need. You're not going to know what you need to know about God and His Word unless you really apply yourself. It's available to you. It's available to every one of us. We have the Holy Spirit just standing on the sidelines waiting for somebody to get in the ball game so He can guide them into all truth. But He has to have a participator. He cannot help a spectator. Now, before we go on, I want to talk to you for just a moment about what it means to know. Because we all say, well, I know about the Bible. Do you really? The biblical meaning of the word or the phrase to know is a very deep, very intimate knowledge. Are you seeing a pattern here? God is very deep. His word is very deep. And to know is a very deep, intimate knowledge. As you study the Bible, you will find out that phrase, to know, the Greek word for that is the same word used for intercourse many, many places in the Bible. It is a very deep, intimate knowledge. Remember the Bible says that Adam knew his wife. That's a type of knowing that you don't just get casually, do you? You really have to have deep knowledge. In fact, it encompasses the body, the spirit, and the emotions. And that's the type of knowing that God wants us to have. He wants us to know Him very deeply. He wants us to know His Word very intimately. He wants us to have a very deep knowledge of Him and His Word and of His love. And He's given us the Holy Spirit to help us reach that level of knowing. I want you to turn with me to John chapter 8. I told you there was a catch. I've already told you what the catch is, that we have to spend time in the Word. But I want to take a look at a scripture this morning that a lot of times we just kind of read over and we think we've got the meaning out of it, but it's a whole lot deeper than what we normally look at it. John chapter 8, starting in verse 31, Jesus said to those Jews who believed on Him. So He's talking to people that already are believers. He said, if you abide in My Word. Did you catch the key word there? If you abide in My Word, if you remain in My Word, if you dwell in My Word, then you are My disciples. And then you shall know the truth. And then the truth shall make you free. Folks, if we do not abide in His Word, then we are not His disciples, and then we will not know the truth, and then the truth will not make us free. We have to abide in the Word, and that word abide is a daily abiding. You're not going to get to know God deeply, and you're not going to get to know God's Word deeply, and you're not going to have a deep understanding of God and His Word if you don't spend a lot of time with Him. I hope more than anything else today, at the end of this message, that you have a desire to get to know God and His Word deeper than you ever have in your life. Why would you not want to? The Holy Spirit is wanting to lead you into all truth and to show you things to come and to show you the deep things of God that He's already searched out. I want to get your minds out of the little spiritual pond today and get them into the extreme depth of the ocean of God's Word and God's love. Ephesians chapter 3 shows us literally how much that God wants us to know. Ephesians 3, starting in verse 18. Paul says that you may be able to comprehend. Comprehend means what? To know. In school, they have comprehension tests. They want to know if you know the subject. And that's exactly what this is. That you may be able to comprehend, or that you may be able to know with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. God wants you to know the breadth and the length and the depth and the height of Him and His Word, and to know the love of Christ personally, deeply, and intimately. Folks, that's an invitation from God. He said, I want you to know. And I've even told you that if you will search, you're going to know not just the shallow surface level, but you're going to know the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And there in 19 where it says that this passes knowledge, that's not talking about the knowledge that comes from God, not talking about the wisdom that comes from God, it's talking about the sense knowledge. You're not going to get this through simple book learning. That's why we have to have the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to teach us. If you notice, this knowledge is actually open to all the saints. So if you don't have it, it's your fault. I'm sorry, I know in our society today we like to blame other people, but you can't blame anybody. If you don't have the knowledge of God and God's Word like you should have, it's your fault, especially in our day and age. You've heard me say 100 times, we've got the Word of God. Most of you probably have 8 or 9, 10 Bibles in your house. You can go on the internet and get it. You can go on the radio and get it. You can go on the TV and get it. You can get it on a CD. You can get it in book form. You can get it everywhere in this day and age. We have every means available to us to really get to know, and it is a complete knowledge. Again, he said the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, that covers everything. And I like the way he says, and yes, you can't even know the love of Christ. I used to think we couldn't know God's love, that we couldn't comprehend it, that we couldn't understand it. But folks, according to the Word of God, we can. And then he also says that we can be filled with all the fullness of Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm getting ready to dance in the aisles myself. This is good stuff. I am so excited. I've been waiting to preach this message since last Monday morning. I like it when God gives me a message early, but ever since last Monday morning, I've been wanting to call a special meeting of the church and say, okay, we're going to move Sunday up a little because this is good stuff. So let me give you the conclusion of the matter. We really can know the Bible in depth if we're willing to invest the time in study and prayer and meditation. And you don't have to be a highly schooled individual to do that. There was a gentleman up in Prairie Grove. His name, oh, he's still there, L.B. Vickery. Bruce, you ever hear him? I thought you might, since he's up in that area, son. L.B. Vickery, third grade education. He has memorized the Bible. When he gets up to preach, he lays the Bible over to the side and he starts preaching. He never misses a word. And folks, everything he has, I can promise you, it comes from the Holy Spirit because he is not a schooled person. He taught himself to read so he could read the Bible, so he could learn it. But L.B. showed me one thing. You don't have to go to college and get a degree in theology to really get to know the Bible. He knows it, and he knows it very, very, very well. So God wants us to know if we will invest the time. We really can know God. And when I say that, I'm talking about we can know the very heart of God in depth. Again, if we'll invest the necessary time in study and meditation and prayer, we can know the love of God in depth and intimately. And at the very beginning, I asked the question, is God trying to hide things from us to keep us from being high-minded? No, He's not trying to hide anything from us. He has told us that He's going to reveal it to us, and He even has the Holy Spirit there to show us and guide us into all truth. And my last question I asked, who is smart enough to be able to assimilate all of the information in the Bible and to make any real sense of it? Well, let me answer that for you. No man is that smart. No man is that smart. I don't care how many degrees they have. I don't care how intelligent they are. Without the Holy Spirit to lead them and guide them and to teach them, they will never, ever get it because the Bible cannot be comprehended by the natural mind. It is a spiritual book, and only those that are spiritual can grasp it. Now, let me stop right there for a second. A lot of times when we start talking about spiritual people, we all think of these weird spiritual people. Spiritual simply means somebody that's born again. Somebody that is following after God. Somebody that is living for God, that's living by faith. And somebody that is feasting on the Word of God. They are not a strange individual. In fact, in the Christian realm, they should be the normal individual. So it really all boils down to this. You can understand the deep things of the Bible and the deep things of God if you are willing to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. And if you are willing to invest the necessary time in study. And if you are willing to invest the necessary time in meditating the Word. And if you're willing to diligently seek and search out the riches of God's Word, then you can understand the breadth and length and the depth and the height. And you can know the love of God. Now, I want to give you one final illustration. And really, I want you to see that this illustration is very relative to what we're talking about. If you absolutely knew that somewhere on this church property that there was $1 million buried somewhere. I mean, you knew that beyond the shadow of a doubt. How long would you dig?
How hard would you work? When would you quit? Well, you wouldn't, would you? I mean, if you dug all the way through the property, you methodically went through what you thought was every square inch, and you didn't find it, you'd go back and look again. Well, folks, we have to do the very same thing with God's Word. A lot of times I'll study something and study something and study something, and I don't really get it. Or it may be 3, 4, 5, 6 years later, I'll go back and study it, and I dig deeper and deeper and deeper, and then I find the golden nugget that I was looking for. It was there all the time. Maybe I overlooked it the first time. Maybe I wasn't ready for it. I don't know. But God is not trying to hide it. Let me tell you what He says in His Word. In Proverbs chapter 3, and I want you to listen to this very, very, very closely. I'm going to read these scriptures right here, and then we're going to close. He says, "Blessed is the man that findeth wisdom." Where do you find wisdom? In the Bible. That's the only place you can find wisdom. "Blessed is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." Now listen to this. "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her." Now, a lot of times we're out there seeking for the riches and the honor and all these things, but the Bible clearly tells us if we will find the wisdom of God, it'll meet all these other needs. Isn't it amazing that God said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, all these other things will be added unto you"? Folks, God wants the best He can possibly get for you. And we get that by putting Him first in our lives. We get that by investing our time in Bible study and in prayer and meditating upon the Word and letting the Holy Spirit guide us into all truth and show us things to come. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but God does. Spend the time in the Word and let God lead you and guide you and direct you. He'll lead you into all truth, the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. And we'll truly be able to know God and God's Word in a very intimate, personal, deep way. Let's stand and let's pray. Father, I come before You this morning. I thank You that Your Word not only contains wisdom, but Father, Your Word is wisdom. And that You've already revealed the deep things of God to the Holy Spirit, and You've given those to Jesus, and Jesus has said that the Holy Spirit is going to give them to us so that He might be glorified. And Father, I just pray that You would help us today to make a conscious decision to get to know You and to get to know Your Word in a very deep, deep, extreme way. That we would be willing to invest the time that we need to in Bible study and in a prayer and meditation so that Your Holy Spirit could guide us and lead us and teach us all things, Father. And I thank You so much for Your Word. Your Word is truth. And thank You, Father, that it not only has all of the answers, it is the answer to everything that we face. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.